I'm Marco Werman with The World. Good to have you here on this Monday. Let's start today with Iraq. We've heard a lot about how fractured the country is. In fact, things are so polarized that some say Iraq should be broken up into separate countries. Today, though, and perhaps for weeks to come, the marching order is unity. Five disparate fighting forces with the same goal, getting ISIS out of Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, with the end game, getting rid of ISIS for good. Along the way, though, the toll on civilians could be massive, and what happens when ISIS flees Mosul is another problem. The World's Richard Hall is in Beirut, keeping track of the assault.
So right now we have about 30,000 soldiers altogether surrounding Mosul. The offensive to recapture the city has started. It started in the earlier hours of this morning. At the moment we have Kurdish forces leading the fight. They are recapturing villages to the east on the outskirts of Mosul. And during this first phase, the aim is to cut off any escape routes for Islamic State fighters who may be fleeing west into Syria. And then later more forces from the Iraqi army and other forces joining the campaign will join in.
So who else is helping out with this? You've mentioned the Kurdish forces, the Iraqi army. There's more than that, right?
Yeah, it's kind of an unholy alliance in many ways. You have the Iraqi army, you have Kurdish forces. You also have U.S. soldiers on the ground supporting airstrikes. And you also have Shia militias from further south in Iraq. And to add to that, you also have Turkish soldiers in the region who are insisting they want to play a role in the fight as well.
Right. So that's 30,000 troops right there. Who's coordinating all this? It sounds like it could create some traffic jams.
That's right. So the Iraqi army is supposed to be leading the fight. But it really is a joint fight between all these forces. It's kind of a remarkable feat that all these forces who aren't necessarily friends. I mean, they have really serious disagreements with each other. But it's kind of a testament to the brutality of ISIS that all these forces have come together to fight ISIS. But led by the Iraqi army, with Kurdish fighters taking a kind of secondary role and the U.S. kind of coordinating airstrikes and air support.
Yeah, tell us more about the U.S. role here. I know they've added another 600 troops for the assault on Mosul. That's a total of 5,200, though, in Iraq. What are all these troops doing?
Yeah, so this has been described as the biggest U.S. operation in Iraq since the withdrawal, maybe even since the Iraq War, midway into the Iraq War. It really is a huge, huge operation for the U.S., for the U.S. Army. They are on the ground. They are advising. They are directing airstrikes. So they really are involved on the ground in a meaningful way. And in the run-up to this offensive, they've, of course, been advising and training these various forces in how to retake Mosul.
Now, despite the civilians who've already fled Mosul, there are still about 1 million residents there. The assaulting forces have told them to stay inside, but how are they going to survive this?
This is one of the major challenges of this operation. How do you protect the civilians that have stayed behind in Mosul? Now, the Iraqi government has said that they are creating exit points for civilians to leave. But aid agencies have said these exit points aren't clear. And there is a big risk that they get caught up in the fighting, whether it's by snipers or booby traps or explosives, landmines, airstrikes. It could be anything. So there is really a huge, huge risk for civilians here. And then the risk doesn't end when they leave Mosul. The aid agencies have been preparing for this offensive for a long time, but many are saying they're still not ready. They are expecting around 200,000 people to leave the city in the first weeks of the offensive. They have around 60,000 tents ready for people to leave. So there is a huge gap between what they've prepared for and the amount they're expecting to come out. And these are people that are going to need food and water. Mm. And so they could be in a desperate situation.
So what do you think this assault on Mosul is going to look like in the days ahead, Rich? A simple capture or a prolonged fight that could last weeks, even months?
I think we're probably looking at around at least weeks. The commander of the U.S.-led coalition in the country, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said it could take weeks, maybe longer. There's no doubt that this coalition will emerge victorious, but it's going to be a difficult fight. And again, the problem is what comes after that. How do you avoid making the same mistakes that allowed ISIS to flourish in Mosul in the first place and allowed them to take over in the first place? How do you rehabilitate Mosul, which is kind of a microcosm for the rise of ISIS in the first place? So how do you solve those problems?
The World's Richard Hall in Beirut.